Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. ModFest, Vassar College's annual exploration of the arts of the 20th and 21st centuries, celebrates its 17th season with the theme In Motion. Assorted arts events take place through February 10th and include a panel discussion and concert by Ensemble Miknawuj on Saturday, February 9th. The 4 p.m. panel discussion, Method Sampling and a New Aesthetic, will take place at Skinner Hall on the Vassar campus, and the 8 p.m. concert will be performed at the Trolley Barn in downtown Poughkeepsie, New York.
Looking at the world with brand new eyes. Almost like I'm here for the very first time. And I never met the me that became subject to feed neglect, but reflect effortlessly into a sea of infinity, which some perceive as bliss, but we perceive it. We perceive it as this.
She first came to me in a dream, and then she became really clean. In my mind's eye, is a shining light, still hadn't been conceived, and already making a scene. And now with the mega, the meaning, to see the way fate was leaning. Pretty love made on the week in between me and her mom's, more than just me and the arms of hers and mine, which blurs the lines of what we were upon. Who would have known that you would resequence a song of longing to be about love when it wasn't no secret, my darling?
Oakland-based Ensemble Miknawuj is led by composer-pianist Joo-Won Kim. EMN creates meta-music by sampling principles of hip-hop and classical music. The ensemble features MC lyricists Dudat and Sandman, along with a lyric soprano, flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, drums, and bass. Joo-Won Kim has degrees from Berklee College of Music in Boston and the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, and he joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I guess we should start at the beginning of Ensemble Miknawuj. Tell me how you decided to form this fantastic musical group.
Well, it was, almost like an accident, because while I was studying at SF Conservatory of Music doing my master's, I had a problem with concert music aesthetic, and I had an existential crisis as a composer. And I wanted a way out, and so in order to like shake things up, I did a piece with pretty much the same lineup and an MC in it. And everybody hated it. All the teachers hated it. And to my surprise, audiences loved it, and we got a big write-up on local newspaper. After that, I started to think about what I was doing and got into hip-hop.
Could you explain a little bit more about what the concert aesthetic that was bothering you was, what it was about that gave you a crisis?
Okay, so it could be a little bit lengthy, but I would try to do as short as possible.
Okay.
So the idea of Western European concert music being classical music, I was thinking about a person like me or somebody who is from Malaysia or what have you, anyone basically not European in origin, and let's say a violinist from Malaysia is trying to get into Berlin Philharmonic because he or she thinks that that's the epitome of accomplishment as a violinist or having a successful chamber group. So I thought there was something wrong with that. And not only that, the aesthetic that we are practicing now as composers became very, very esoteric, and they are currently obsessed with the idea of revolutionizing or inventing new harmonic language.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are very top-down, and it really doesn't become a new language. It's almost like you have a group of friends that like invent new language, like pig Latin, and like speaking amongst each other,
mm-hmm.
and then disagreeing at the same time. So, and then when I was looking at hip-hop and African-American music in general, I thought that there was an example of organic system-making. When I delved in deeper into hip-hop, I realized the principle of method sampling, which is the underlying principle that we used to render this kind of music. So it goes something like this. It is an idea that you can actually take a borrow or a sample from a system that is foreign to you, and then by reframing them, you start generating your own system. And in that process, you don't necessarily have to understand it perfectly. You could also misunderstand the system. However, by the act of reframing and continuous adjustment, you will find the rationale, which then becomes system. So it's very much of a bottom-up approach, and Yemen has been going on for 8 years, but I've been thinking and then practicing this kind of music and incrementally changing it for about over 10 years.
The instrumentation of Yemen is a flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, drums, and bass. You have two fantastic MCs and then a lyric soprano. How did you land on that configuration, and has it varied for live performance or recording, or is that always what it is and do you presume will be?
So the configuration of Yemen is what we call in concert music Pierre Ensemble, mm-hmm. and I chose that configuration A, to piss a lot of new music people off, because Pierre Ensemble is the instrumentation that a lot of new music groups to do their own agenda of, like, you know, furthering musical language. And I wanted to actually be subversive and have an inverse of that by having an MC in it. So this group is basically, like, for me, I'm taking all the classical techniques and only using that to try to render hip-hop music. And in doing so, of course, I fail in creating exact replica of hip-hop music. But by failing, you actually create something new. And this actually has been happening all the time. That's basically how method sampling or any kind of cultural or even scientific sort of progress happened, where you actually take a material and you don't quite replicate it, but by putting in your system, you actually create new things. So Debussy wanted to emulate gamelan music, and then obviously he couldn't do it because he was trying to do it with, like, classical, Western European classical instruments and knowledge of harmony. But then he ended up, you know, beginning the 20th century, as they say. And Gershwin did the same thing. He wanted to emulate jazz music, and really what he did was not jazz at all, because he's not improvising. And so is Yemen. Yemen is actually rendering new kind of concert music. We used to call this music new concert music, but then we finally realized that not many people care about concert music anymore. And so we are calling it now meta music, so something that is beyond genres. And this gave us actually more freedom, in a sense that, because, you know, there's hip-hop still is a hot topic, especially now, politically, you know, mm-hmm. charged environment. There's a talk of appropriation, or what are you doing, what's your intention. And it's actually, if you say that you are not only taking from hip-hop, but also taking from classical in a non-cultural way, and because the process of method sampling, unlike appropriation, where you just, the stronger would take weaker culture, like, you know, and then wear it as if it is a clothing of the month. In method sampling, if you go through it, you're supposed to change. Because if you don't change, if you don't transform, it's not method sampling. It's actually just, you know, you're actually posturing. So what we are creating is not hip-hop music, of course, but also definitely not classical music. And then we are presenting it as an alternative to concert music, which is only rooted in Western European music. So in this way, by calling it meta music and actually putting things together that are very disparate, but by forcing them to change each other, we're actually creating something new.
How are your songs created? Where do they begin? Where do you get the ideas for each of them? What music do you decide you will pay attention to and sample from?
Well, generally the process is like hip-hop music, in a sense that I come up with the beat or pieces, and then I will send it to the MCs, mm-hmm. A horrible mini maca from my notation system, and then they listen to it, and we discuss certain elements of what they think the piece could do, and I'd come up with the theme, and they come up with the lyrics, and sometimes we, you know, they request, like, oh yeah, well, can you do a trap music, and I will do my best to interpret trap and make this stuff that really is not trap, but then they enjoy it and they put trap on it. And it's interesting because there are aspects of this music that is unconventional for hip-hop, to hip-hop, mm-hmm. because, you know, there's like 3-4 and there's the insertion of odd time signatures, you know, because of my training. And they thought that it was weird and unnecessary, but now they really enjoy it because it actually forced them to sort of stretch themselves. So I don't think that there are any MCs that are, you know, actually have to think about, like, okay, after 2-2, there's going to be, you know, 5-4 and so on and so forth coming mm-hmm. in. And this actually makes it more exciting for them.
Tell me a little bit more about them and how you met them and began working with them.
Yeah, so we have resident MCs, and it has been rotating personnel. But so far, we've been working with these two MCs, Doodat and Sandman, for over 5 years, about 6 years. Mm-hmm. Doodat for about 7 years, and Sandman joined a year later. And then I met Dat through a mutual friend of mine who was doing a music project. And then Sandman is a good friend of Dat. So they used to have a crew called Attic, and when I saw them together, I thought that, you know what, this is really excellent. You guys should come in together. But EMN always has had and will have rotating resident MCs.
You worked with the Global People Summit. You were commissioned, I think, by the Global People Summit last year to create a song. How did that come about, and what was that process like?
We are actually 501c3 status nonprofit,
mm-hmm. not-for-profit.
Nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So, because our idea is actually to have Symphony 2.0 or Opera 2.0, because we feel like, you know, this old aesthetic is actually alienating people. And, you know, people go to symphony halls, but not to see Mahler, but they want to see, like, you know, Star Wars on, you know, projected on the screen. But
right.
then after that, like, they'll never come back. So our idea was to create new concert music that worked. And I digress, but the way it brought about, at first we had the our board member who knew the Global People Summit organizers, and then at the same time we have gotten a big commission from National Geographic for their touring concert series called Symphony for Our World. They sort of shelved a couple pieces, and then we thought that it would have been amazing if we could actually use one of those pieces. So we asked permission to NetGeo, and then they said yes. And we have picked one piece from there, which was for full symphony orchestra and full choir. And we put it together.
Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. Now is the hour, the present is here. Now more than ever, civil rest rears its head to challenge our values and how we live.
Fear screams, build a wall. Love says, build a bridge. We stand in the middle of it all, trying to get it how we live. Humans being human, but not being what human is. Confined to our circles and squares, truly fit to begin. It'll lose me when they try to exclude the new begin. Because of the hue we is, it's a foolishness. What do we do when our kids look back and view what it should? Will they be proud and down to bloom or doomed to resist to the dystopian? Dozing off of opium, Snapchatting sodium, drowning in petroleum. But you know we can't raise the vibratory zodium. Glow golden and heal the solar man and the globe we in. Abolish hatred, yeah. Then reset the matrix, yeah. Honor the ancients, regardless of races. One love, one light, one shine is basic. You know what complicates it? Greed, fear, corporations. This is rebirth and restoration. Let's reimagine this situation.
Seek the hand of your fellow man. Make a seat past the insanity. Keep your passion, be in action.
Reimagine the humanity.
It's called Reimagine Humanity. Could you tell me a little bit about the message of the song?
Yeah, so it was uncannily similar to what we were really thinking about, because mm-hmm. I think GPS, Global People Summit, each year they have a different kind of theme, but this year's theme was to actually, you know, rethink of the systems that we have already and to come up, generate like an answer for the future sort of world. Obviously, as you have deduced by now, that that's what we're all about. We believe that we're actually creating something for the future. We thought there was very, very good fit. I mean, it was kind of difficult to work with, like, such a big organization, and it also UN was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things that we wanted to do that we couldn't do because they had to be impartial, so on and so forth. But other than that, it was very positive.
Speaking of working with big organizations, in 2016, you created a song with ESPN. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
That was an interesting incident. We had a Kickstarter for our album, and then somebody found us, and that person's father happened to be a music director of ESPN. And then we kept in touch. He thought that we were great, but then he couldn't really do anything with us because we were just like in the Bay Area. We weren't really doing much at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when Super Bowl came to Bay Area, he was like, okay, I can sell you guys now because you guys are from here. And why don't you do a song? And so we did it. But it took like 2 years of like, hey, how's it going? We're doing this. We're getting cooler now. You know, but like we just kept in touch.
Is this sad you hear it real loud and clear? It lingers in your ear. You know you got nothing to fear for. It's in the air and everywhere. And if you ever do dare, you know that you could be a hero. On the coast of the prodigal soul, silicon in the toes, walking the road, rocking the mold. You got to give it a go. I'm Cali soul, inform my Cali swag. I'm Californicating by the Bay, I'm Cali bred. Golden Gate Guardian, Pacific Coast harboring, world-renowned partying. Weather's a good year, never depart from it. Come be a part of it. No cow to soul, cow, we are the sins. I beg your pardon if I seem a tripe bias, but the California soul got me so ignited. The Yana, the Ishi, Chiloa, the Poma, Ohlone, Mojave, the Miwa, Kimona, the Mayu, Shoshone. If only I can simmer for those here before. OGs, homies, though you know me now, we all up for the cause and all the cause we got.
You are coming to ModFest at Vassar in Poughkeepsie and will be performing a concert at the Trolley Barn. Before that, you will be doing a panel on the Vassar campus. Do you know what that will be like? What do you think that the panel event will be like? Have you done anything like that before?
Yes. So the panel will be about the things that I briefly talked about, which is method sampling and then the generating new kind of concert music and possible implications. And not only I'm going to be talking, but there will be our executive director, Chris Nicholas, mm-hmm. and two MCs involved, as well as a couple professors from Vassar, the organizer, and there's going to be a moderator who is the, I think, who's doing ethnomusicology.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be about what we are doing and, you know, its implication.
Ensemble Miknawuj will perform in the Trolley Barn as part of Vassar College's Mod Fest Saturday, February 9th at 8 p.m. There will also be a panel at 4 p.m., Juwan Kim, thank you very much for your time and for the just wonderful, wonderful music. I am so glad to have discovered it, and I can't wait to keep an eye on what you create as you move forward.
Okay, thank you.
Feel like I plummet 101, leaves down under the summit. I come, they wanna see me come undone. Still all the breath up out of my lungs. Taking my breath, stealing my crumbs, telling your arm and never receiving grease and bombs. They run with a legion, now I'm forever indebted to demons. Assassin be steadily scheming, fighting on having me bleeding. Beans are no longer breathing. Bloodied and muddied and heaving. What do they want from me? Ain't no more money, I don't wanna die for no reason. When you sleep in the street at the end of the evening, to live on your knees is indecent. Before I know it, I'm being suddenly cornered, trying to beat them back. On the solstice of the rapture, smoking ashes, all I see. I see it black, reaching out, my feet are flat. I see the past reflecting back at me in a trap. Eating scraps, my teeth are gnashed. My death comes from me at last. I have no choice but to be an ass. I see my life flashing past, at least I got to see some ash. How am I to get into me at the end of this simple life? I only be left with thirst, but pain and vengeance my only drive. So if I have to die, looking at the sky, glassy eyed, I have to rise. Catalyze the collapse of my material.
Ensemble Miknawuj will be in Poughkeepsie, New York for Vassar College's ModFest this Saturday, February 9th. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.